So yesterday, as news broke about Jeremy Lin's departure for the Houston Rockets, we took to Twitter and asked you to predict what the New York tabloids, famous for their pun-filled headlines about that particular star, would put on their back page. And we got some great predictions. No Lin situation. So, Lin, it's been good to know you. And our favorite, Houston, we've got a problem. Sadly, no one predicted it right. The Daily News went with Lin Star State, and the Post with End of the Lin, which works in print. But still, we applaud you for your effort at wit, and frankly think the local tabloids dropped the ball a little bit on their last chance at a Jeremy Lin pun line. But now we look to the future and ask whether this latest blow to the Knicks is the final straw for many New York Hoops fans. It's been a rough offseason for the Knickerbockers, while the newly minted Brooklyn Nets seem to be doing everything right. So the question, asked first in hushed tones while peering over one's shoulder, but now being discussed out loud by even some of the most diehard Knicks fans, is this. Is it okay for Knicks fans to flirt with the idea of becoming Nets fans? And that's the question we pose to you. Are you a Knicks fan, maybe who lives in Brooklyn, who's thinking, God, you know, the Nets have been always so dorky and beside the point. This could be cool. You can call in anonymously so your friends won't know you're considering treason, but let us know whether the Nets are starting to win you over and if you're kind of intrigued by this new team playing in Prospect Heights this fall. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And with me to help take your calls is Will Leach. He founded the sports website Deadspin and is now sports columnist for New York Magazine. Hi, Will. Welcome to WNYC.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm surprised that nobody went with Lin Consolable. I think people are Lin Consolable. That would have been my pun.
That's a good one. That's better than what was in the papers. So let me quickly list the relevant evidence from this offseason that pertains to our question. One, the Knicks were hoping to bring in all-around good guy but aging point guard Steve Nash. Instead, he went to the Lakers. Then the Knicks brought in all-around good guy but aging point guard Jason Kidd, who promptly got drunk and drove his car into a light pole out at the Hamptons. Or as I heard Steve Summers say last night, Jeremy Lin can't drive to his left, but Jason Kidd can't drive to his right. Ha ha ha. And now, of course, Jeremy Lin is gone. On the other hand, the Nets were able to convince their superstar Deron Williams to stick with the team. They brought in all-star Joe Johnson. I gather they have, though they missed Dwight Howard, did now re-sign Humphreys, which was in doubt. So from a basketball standpoint, as well as a sort of good guy, bad guy standpoint, things are starting to tilt Brooklyn way here, huh?
Well, I mean, if you can handle cheering for Chris Humphreys, I suppose. I know some people might have an issue with that.
That's the basketball part.
Yes. But certainly, yeah, it's not been I will say that the Brooklyn Nets could not have asked. The only thing that could have possibly gone better for them is if they would have gotten Dwight Howard. Certainly, you know, I think that one of the reasons, you know, I've been working on stories about a larger story about the Brooklyn Nets for a while, and one of their quiet confidences, frankly, is, you know what? The Knicks will end up screwing this up somehow. Like, the Knicks almost have kind of coasted on institutional loyalty in a lot of ways. And I think, particularly with stuff like Lin, you know, you've seen people so frustrated with that. You know, I think that, you know, when it comes, I think one thing the Nets, this couldn't have been in their lap better. They never imagined that the Knicks would actually just let their most popular player go the year that they're about to launch a new stadium. So certainly I think that they're whether or not a lot of people will make the switch or not, certainly the Nets are pretty happy with how the Knicks kind of keep shooting themselves in the foot, as the Knicks often do.
Let's hear what some callers are saying. Lee in Astoria, you're on the air. Hi, Lee.
Hi. I've been a Knicks fan since the days of Harry the Horse Gallatin and Carl Braun.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Dolan has been wearing me out, and this last year, giving away the store for that one-dimensional player, Carmelo Anthony, was very irritating. And then finally, this Jeremy Lin fiasco. sending me to Atlantic Avenue.
How about that, Lee? Thank you very much. There's the soundbite of the day so far. But, Will, do you think there's a Jeremy Lin side to this story that's not being told? I'm wondering if Lin colluded with Houston in upping the ante on his salary and making it so hard for the Knicks because of all these technical salary cap issues to match it, that maybe Jeremy Lin didn't want to play under Carmelo Anthony's shadow, with evidence that, to my eye as a fan, that Melo resented his presence.
Well, certainly, you know, I think that I think there's something to be said for that. I think Lin certainly did go back. You know, the Knicks had said on the record that they would match Lin, quote, up to $1 billion.
Right.
and Coach Mike Woodson had openly said that he planned on Lin being his point guard as recently as 4 days ago. So, you know, the idea that Lin thought he could
squeeze a little more money out of them.
Well, you know, that is that makes him different than absolutely no other person on the planet.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, I think that it's certainly strange. It was very strange this week to hear Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith talk about how they thought the contract was ridiculous. They didn't feel like Lin had earned it. That's certainly the first time I've ever heard a basketball player criticize another basketball player for making money.
Which is exactly the attitude that makes me think, hey, if Jeremy Lin is a star in his own right, he's not from New York. He doesn't really have ties to this area. I know his brother lives here, but he came to the Knicks as a rental player for a few months, and it's like, okay, I don't have to put up with these guys. You know, I'm gonna be a star, and I'll go do it somewhere else. Maybe. I don't know. That's just some speculation. Kevin in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hi. As a Brooklynite, I've always been torn about the traffic, about the arena. I want to be able to see games without going to the city, but I'll always be a Knicks fan till I die, and the Knicks are still deeper.
Still deeper as a team this year and still improve themselves, I think the experts are saying, even with the loss of Lin compared to last year overall.
Yeah, I do think that the Knicks will be a better team than the Nets this year, even without Lin. I think that might change if Dwight Howard comes, but the Nets have improved dramatically. The Knicks, I think, have still actually even improved a little bit from last year, and the Knicks were a lot better than the Nets last year. So I think next year the Knicks will be better than the Nets. The question is the next couple of years after that, as these Knicks players get older and older and older.
So Kevin was a torn Brooklynite. Mikey in Prospect Heights is wondering the same thing that I am about another possibly torn Brooklynite. Hi, Mikey.
How you doing? What's going on?
Good. What are you thinking?
Where's Spike Lee going to go?
You know, Spike Lee, Will Leach, is Mr. Brooklyn, and he's Mr. Knicks. So what happens to him? Anybody ask him that you know of?
I asked him myself. I actually had a story, a long conversation, Q&A with him that ran the magazine a couple of weeks ago. He is, even though his office, you know, his office, the 40 acres of the new office, is in Fort Greene. It's about a 5-minute walk tops from the Barclays Center. But he has vowed, no matter what, he's a Knicks fan. He says he bleeds blue and orange, which sounds painful, actually. But he claims no matter what, he will be a Knicks fan. He's not going anywhere.
Peter in Flatbush, you're on the air. Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Just wanted to say that Knicks fans should definitely consider becoming Nets fans, because all the problems with Bruce Ratner and the Barclays Center, last couple of seasons aside, James Dolan is the worst owner in sports. So that's my opinion. And I'm now.
And you're what?
Proud to root for the Nets now.
Oh, there you go. See, it's not hard to find these callers who are switching over or starting to split their loyalties, Will.
Yeah, you know, I would caution. Certainly, you know, I think what the Nets are doing is very interesting, and certainly there's a lot of enthusiasm, and there's a real opportunity for them. It's also worth noting that they will never put a better foot forward than they are right now. they are trying to win over the city in a way that, you know, you wonder if in 5 or 6 years they'll be pushing as hard. Like, this is their time. That's why they've made so many of these moves. They can't kind of come out and have another kind of lousy year like they did in New Jersey for so long. They need to put their best foot forward now in a lot of ways. So you're seeing the Nets at their prettiest right now. So it's worth knowing to make that switch. You can't, like, make the switch to the Nets and then come back to the Knicks in 2 years. I think if you make the switch, you need to seriously make the switch.
It's true that they're going to have to now go out and be good, because look at the beautiful stadiums that got built in baseball for the Cleveland Indians, for the Baltimore Orioles, and they got filled up for a few years. But when those teams became chronically bad, people stopped going.
Yeah, and if whatever your thoughts about the Knicks and their fans, even during this horrible decade that they've had, the Garden was always full. That was never a problem. You know, I think that Knicks fans are very loyal, even when they've been terrible. They've dealt with Jim Dolan for 13 years, and they still have optimism for this team. For me, if you're able to do that, that's proving something right there.
I will just say that the staff of this program, who live mostly in Brooklyn, say they are seeing Nets signs in storefronts and bars. There are Nets trucks out at swimming pools. They have a T-shirt that says Brownstone Ballers. One of my producers said they seem to get Brooklyn. So I don't know if it's just about basketball moves or if they're marketing correctly. You think they have a Brooklyn marketing thing going here 50 years after the Dodgers, and we have 20 seconds?
Absolutely. I've talked to CEO Brett Yormark, I asked him, like, do you want to get Long Island? Do you want to get Queens? Do you want to get... He's like, listen, we will welcome all fans. We welcome Knicks fans to come over, but we have to own this borough. They're insistent upon that. And you can see, I live in Brooklyn as well. You can see those signs everywhere. They're making a big push pretty much on every street corner.
Will Leach, sports columnist for the New York Magazine. I really am sad about Jeremy Lin, but what can you do? Game goes on. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.